get started anyway?
Yup, the term yup. Anybody know?
Well, it's like yes.
Yeah, but it isn't.
No.
It is not yes. It is yup. Yup. Yup.
Some dude got drunk one day, and somebody asked him a question. He couldn't say yes. He said,
Yeah, good for you, Roberta. So let's see who's in the Doug Steffen family at the moment. Roberta Fasanelli, what's the matter?
Yep.
Excuse me.
Is everybody okay?
Strawberry. Yeah, no, I said that's strawberry.
What is it with you always choking on strawberries?
Well, because I eat
them
in a hurry.
Find a different fruit.
I'm in the, I have all kinds of lists this morning. Out on my counter, I have strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, watermelon, oranges, kiwi, and blackberries.
So why don't you eat something without seeds? Because that, I think,
I suppose, there are a few seeds in strawberries. You're right about that. All right.
Did you know that there are 200 seeds in a strawberry?
I did not. If I plant them, will they grow?
Maybe in your tummy.
Really? Yummy, good things.
Strawberries coming out of your ears.
Yes, as opposed to other things coming out of my ears. That's the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, who today has deals from which direction for us, madame?
Ooh, we have a free car seat cover for you, and we have a great deal from Starbucks, if you like big bucks coffee, and music just for Jen.
Ooh.
Music just for Jen?
Just for Jen. Yes, it is, Jen.
All right. So Roberta is here. Jennifer is here. Ken Kessler is here on the Good Day program. We're going to overview some of the things that we need to know for today. Later in the hour, Jennifer has a television report. What do we have? Katie Couric, I see, is in the news today, amongst other things.
We have some Katie Couric news, yes. And we also have the winners from the Critics' Choice Awards last night.
Ooh.
All right. And the Voice, we'll give you some music came out of the Voice later on. The president has defended the surveillance practices of the United States amid not only an American uproar, now it has become global. Mr. Obama says there are no plans to shelve the way we record things, as revealed by Mr. Edward Snowden. Roberta, what do you hear in your circle of friends about this from your friends? And I guess I asked this wrapped around our poll of the day today. Do you think Edward Snowden is a hero or a traitor?
I think he's a traitor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? We had hero or a hemorrhoid? Right?
Hero or hemorrhoid.
All right. So you think Snowden is a hemorrhoid.
And a lot of people, you know, in New York that I have talked to feel the same, that, you know what, our city has been safe. We haven't had another 9/11.
No,
let them do whatever the heck they have to do to keep it safe.
Good for you. That's a really intelligent point of view.
But it's true.
From somebody, no, it isn't true at all.
Yes, it
What's
is
the matter
true.
With you? Ah, nonsense. Okay. Well, I want
to think it's nonsense.
Why do we
don't live here.
Thank heavens. I don't believe for a minute the surveillance is kept. And the way that we have lost all of our freedoms, or losing them one by one by one, it just is.
But why
did
anybody complain when the Patriot Act was put in place? Everybody's going, yeah, well, I guess we need to
I complained about it, but the only people that complained about it were me and Congressman Joel Heffley, because he actually read it, said, I'm not voting for that. Do you remember that? Most of you weren't here, so you don't remember that conversation. I remember it like it was yesterday. The end of September, I want to say September 25th, 26th, something in there. After the bombing of the World Trade Towers, Congress said they had to do something. So they put together this concoction of stupid and unconstitutional ideas. And it became the Patriot Act. Nobody read it. They just, with that, you know how they do with their foolish names for bills in Washington. Yeah, it's the Patriot Act. Everybody's going to vote for it. And they start looking at it and say, oh, wait a minute, this is bad. No, this is bad. This is worse. This is horrible. Heffley was the only one. I think there were three or four people in the U.S. Congress who voted against it. He was one of them. He used to be on my program all the time. Love the guy. Got run out of town. He was the one who was the chairman of the Ethics Committee that looked into that jerk from Texas. What was that congressman's name that got thrown out because of his ethics violations?
The jerk from Texas.
DeLay, thank you.
Oh, Tom DeLay.
DeLay.
There
yes,
you go.
Right.
Oh, good call, Michael.
Yeah. All right. Michael actually has a good mind.
He's very smart,
yeah,
I know.
He
just keeps it all up in his noggin.
Michael is here because Richie is not, and so we move on. Anyway, so we've got the president and the global uproar. Police have used tear gas to move into protesting areas of Turkey, activists lobbying fireworks, stoning police, pushing through barricades. What are they? They've been there for a week or so protesting the government cuts, I guess, right? Isn't it kind of like what's going on in Turkey is what happened in Greece, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Very similar, in my estimation. Hello?
Well, I think,
have you been coughing on a strawberry again?
I have. Thank you for...
What is going on around here?
Yikes.
Drink some water, sir.
The Senate is preparing for procedural votes today to allow debate to move forward on the immigration bill. Senators preparing amendments on border security and health care for illegal immigrants. My God. Health care.
That'll bring them here.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you for agreeing with me.
I know. I was going to say, let's write this one down.
All right, let's see here. This is the most important story of the day from my perspective. See if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
The administration says it will drop its appeal to the judge's order to make emergency contraception available to girls of all ages. I'm not telling you I'm coming down on one side or the other. I just think this is the most important. I think the NSA thing, we've beaten it to death. I think this is the topic or the item of the day. Anybody agree, disagree with me on that?
I agree that I am offended that this has become the news item of the day and that things are not being addressed by the current administration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what that means.
It means that, okay, so it means that the Obama administration has backed this plan, correct?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay. So I am upset.
Well, it's not backing it. It really hasn't opposed it. There's a difference.
Well, I just think that this is a story that has come out of the administration, and I think what we should be concentrating on is getting some transparency and some response to this NSA thing before we start worrying about the morning after pill. That's just me. I think there's priorities, and I think that this should maybe be down the list a couple of notches.
Roberta?
I don't even know why this is a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
It just should be available, period. That's
to everybody.
It's available to everybody. I don't even know why this is a controversy.
Well, because not a lot of people agree with
your point. Because a lot of people want to make sure that they're signing off on their kid getting a morning after pill. And I understand that. I mean, you want to know what's going on, what your kid is consuming. I mean, you want to know the type of...
Yes, in the best of all possible worlds.
You're right. And sometimes the situations are different.
In the best of all possible worlds. And in the best of all
possible worlds... Surprise, Mom, I'm on the pill.
Best of all possible worlds, I would agree with you. However, being a realist, we don't live in the best of all possible worlds. Come to New York. Not the best of all possible worlds.
That's why they think it's okay.
I have a teenager who lives in New York, okay? So I'm a realist here.
Mm. All right.
I have kids coming to our apartment, and they talk to me because they can't talk to their parents.
Why don't you blow your nose? Sounds like you got an allergy to something.
Well, it's allergy season, you know.
All right. Next item of interest.
Take that.
Yeah. I can't argue with you on the merits, so blow your nose. Attorneys interviewed four potential jurors yesterday. This is going to be Christmas before we even get this trial started. The Zimmerman-Martin case. The question that they're asking, who is at fault? That's what the lawyers are asking. And they can't find anybody who's not biased. So far, they talked all day yesterday, four people I talked to.
I can't imagine how they're going to find anybody. They're just going to have to allow someone to come in there who knows. There's nobody that doesn't know about this, especially in Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe they should move it. Maybe they should move it to, like, the middle of the country.
Hey, did I see that Tim Tebow is going to...
Tim Tebow.
Is going to the Patriots?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
He'll probably never play a game because he's going to be sitting behind Tom Brady, but yes.
Huh. That's interesting. All right. The family, the mother especially, of the man who shot up Santa Monica over the weekend, but both, I guess father and brother also say that this guy was abusive. The wife says that he was abusive 5 years into the marriage. I'm not sure I understand the whole context of this. Jennifer, you're closer to it. What in the world did this guy get upset about? What was he on?
I have no idea, but there were drugs involved.
Yeah.
You think?
A little insanity here.
You think? Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the Queen of Cheap Deals in just a moment, so stand by for that coming up next here on Good Day.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard light hearing protection, North respiratory, Miller fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance, proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
and... This view is amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance...
Take me a picture.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get at it there, Roberta. What are you waiting for,
okay.
An introduction?
Yes, I am. I always wait for your introduction,
sure.
Doug.
Sure.
Well, we got free kitchen magnets. You know those magnets you stick on your kitchen, you stick little pieces of paper on top of it, except if you have a stainless steel kitchen, then nothing sticks to the darn stuff, which I found out. So now I need scotch tape. But if you can use free magnets, we have free magnets from Scotch Bright. We tell you how to get them at DougStefan.com. Got a little one with a car seat or a grandchild with a car seat? Well, you know, sometimes the sun comes in, hits the kid in the face. Well, you can get a free car seat cover. It keeps the car seat cool. And if you have a sleeping baby, keeps the sun out of their eyes. And we have a special promo code for you to get one absolutely free. For Jennifer, People Magazine, back at it again, offering free iTunes download. You get 8 country tunes from people like Travis Tritt and Tyler Reese and Kristen Kelly and Gwen Sebastian and Jared Ashley, and I know absolutely none of these
people. I only know Travis Tritt, but I'll check it out. I'll take a look.
Free country, some new music. It's always fun to discover new music. And at Target, if you buy 2 Frappuccinos, you get a free beverage, a free handcrafted refresher, they call it. I have no idea what it is, but it's free, so I'll try anything as long as it's free. And you can do it all at once. You can do it on different shopping trips. They'll give you a little punch card. So at least you get something free out of Target and something free out of Big Bucks Coffee. And you'll find all of this great stuff at the Queen of Cheap area at the DougStefan.com website, and lots of good archive stuff to you to save money.
Yeah, I was noticing that. There's a lot of archival stuff that you can take advantage of. It's just there are things every day, and then there are the super-duper things that last for a while.
But this is free stuff for the kids this summer.
Yeah.
And the free entrance to the national parks, things like that.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, Jennifer and the Television Report. We're going to give you a lot of time today because there's a lot of information
that we need to get
caught up on, if you will. News from there. In the meantime, other items of interest, the big stories of the day, the news nuggets continue. Actually, the voice is in our focus next on Good Day.
Seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Night's The Voice. Roberta, you usually watch this. You check it out last night?
No, actually, I was driving last night from New York to Rhode Island, so in the rain.
You don't have a television set in your car?
No, I was trying not to get hit by the big trucks on I-95 that were like doing 80 miles an hour.
In the rain. I don't know. Yeah. It always seems like that. Sasha Allen, one of the five finalists, I Will Always Love You, is how she get started. They each did two different performances. Actually, Michael, let's compare that Sasha Allen song to the other one that she sang in the competition, Bad Girls. Two different, very, very different songs.
Mm-hmm. She's really good this time, though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does seem good. Bad Girls. All right. We got her voice down, though, right? Who thinks she's going to win? Kenny, you think she's going to win? The fix in?
I don't know. I when they come out and sing Whitney's song,
that's tough. It is very risky.
Really makes it tough.
Yeah. All right, so we got her. What about you? We know where Roberta is. Jennifer, what do you think?
I like her. I like her a lot. I actually like all the finalists. I think they're all very talented.
All right, so you'll pronounce his name right. It's Shamuel?
It's Michelle Shamuel.
Shamuel.
Yes.
All right, so here she is singing Charity from last night's The Voice.
She's adorable.
You are a piece of me. I don't know. Clarity, sorry. I don't know anything about this song. Anybody know anything about this song?
No, not too much.
All right. This has something going for it. Not sure.
Well, the great thing about her is she is like a nerd. She's got dark hair, glasses, very nerdy, but she's got this incredible energy and stage presence. It's just, she's really special. She's really cool looking.
All right. Okay, so that's Michelle Shamuel. Here's Danielle Bradbury singing Please Remember Me.
This girl is 16 years old.
Really?
Never performed before.
And Roberta would say this, and I'm sort of in the same mindset. There's a similarity to something here, and I can't put my finger on it. The sound of the voice or the tempo of the music. What do you think, Roberta?
I'm trying to figure it out, too. I know what you mean, Doug. I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
There's something about it.
Yeah. All right, Amber.
I like her, though.
Yeah, not bad.
She's
Amber,
pretty good.
Yeah,
so, Danielle, so we all think they're all pretty good so far as the finalists continue to compete. What's the next step here? Are they on tonight? They have elimination. So
They'll eliminate tonight.
Somebody's going to be eliminated, right? One person of the five?
I think it might be more than one because this is a semifinal, so they may send two home, I think.
All right, so next up is Amber Carrington with Firework.
Be going home.
There's nothing with this. Anybody think this is impressive?
Yeah.
The ones I like the best are the Swan Brothers, frankly.
They're great.
So the Swan Brothers wrap up our overview of The Voice with all of the contenders, and we wish them well tonight and the others. But as Jennifer said, it'll be sayonara time for a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
A Facebook quiz coming up here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Who goes there? You know, one of our dog's strongest instincts is the territorial instinct, the desire to protect the pack's home and property. The mail carrier and the newspaper boy are often targets of this instinctive behavior. The very nature of their work actually serves to reinforce a dog's protective behavior. These perceived interlopers make brief visits, simply making deliveries, then quickly departing. Now, the dog attributes their rapid departure to her warning them off by barking, growling, and challenging them. In other words, the dog believe it was her aggressive behavior that actually scared them off and made them retreat. Having successfully protected her territory, the dog is encouraged to do the same thing over and over again. It's the same thing, reason why dogs chase cars. Think about this. Whenever a dog chases a car, usually the car runs away and the dog wins, encouraging the dog to do it again and again and again. It's the same thing. When the mailman comes, the dog barks, the mailman runs away, the UPS guy runs away, the dog said, wow, I did my job, and they'll do it again. All more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can we modify Roberta a little bit? Unusually loud she is today. It's my Yoda. Statement. Yeah. No, actually, I was just.
I can just turn her off.
I mean, no, I don't want to do that.
Hey, Rich is here.
Something to say. Rich McFadden, member. Actually, we're all here now, right? Everybody's here?
Yes, everybody's checked in.
First time for a while on the Doug Steffen family list. It's Richie at the controls now in Washington, and Roberta is here, and Jennifer is here, and Kenny is here. We're here to discuss the issues of the day, the best stories of the day, and this one, in my opinion, gets us off of the NSA and on to something. This is not one of those I beat my breast and say, oh, Doug Steffen, big, tough, strong, smart guy. But how long have you heard me talking about the Susan G. Komen Foundation with a question mark at the end of most of my exclamations? And
yes, you think it's a money-making organization.
Yesterday, yeah. Documents were revealed that the founder and CEO of the Susan G. Komen Foundation makes an outrageous amount of money, despite claiming that her charity is falling on hard times. The Breast Cancer Foundation announces that it's canceling half of its races next year, blaming it on the economy. Meanwhile, Ms. Komen's sister, Nancy, got $750,000 last year for running the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
You know what, though? I'm not a fan of the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I think it's a big marketing thing, and exactly I think it started with a good...
Great idea.
Super
idea.
Absolutely. And it still does good things
it does.
At the grassroots level.
Never does any research, though.
Right, but, yeah, it's just become too big. But that said, I don't mind people of large organizations making money.
No, except in this circumstance when they say it is falling
when they say it's suffering.
Hard times.
To keep it going, you should take a cut.
Set a tone, if you will. I just feel, as Richie and I have agreed on this for a long time, I don't know where Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny are on this, but
to me, it's like the Red Cross. It's just
too much hype.
Or the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, just too much hype. And so the story...
There's a lot of business in disease.
Well, but the fact that they put the way they put the arm on businesses to support them, you know, they've gotten to the point where many businesses just resent them.
Well, and especially using women and breast cancer. I mean, look, you know, again, this is a tough thing because it's a noble cause that they're trying to fight.
Right.
But it does get used, and it's sad.
Yeah, it does.
And when it gets too big, they're going to have a lot of eyeballs on them about the way they run. And if you want to keep it going, this person needs to take a cut. That's ridiculous. $750,000 for a non-profit. That's not how all not-for-profits are run.
No, they aren't. As a matter of fact, most of them are run pretty tight to the vest, if you will. All right, time now for a Facebook quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Who recently posted on her Facebook page, just drove back to Rhode Island in a torrential rainstorm in the middle of the night.
I
like driving late at night on I-95. Little traffic, and the pros are driving, but it was a challenge tonight for sure. It's 1:30 a.m., and I'm eating...
I don't know what those are either.
Pasta and wine. It says P-O-S-T-S. Don't you spell a thing right when you
know. 1:30 in the morning.
That was her auto check.
I'm going to guess that this is Roberta that we're talking about. No! You're asking her to correct her own statement. Not to ruin your contest.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Roberta Fasanelli. Amazing. Actually, Jay Kumar liked your statement. And I'm looking at some of the other comments from people.
What are you, stalking my Facebook?
I'm just looking at the Facebook post today to see who's doing what. I'm following along. All right, speaking of that, Kenny, what are our Facebook friends, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show, what are they saying about the NSA or other things that we've laid before them?
Pretty much all the conversation is about Eric's Edward Snowden and whether he's a hero or a traitor.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
Hero or hemorrhoid?
That's me. Yeah, no more.
I'm curious. Just joining the conversation here. Where did you guys land on that?
What, hero or hemorrhoid?
Yes.
Why did we come up with hemorrhoidal hero?
I think that we, for the most part, although Roberta doesn't agree, I think collectively, with her exception, I'm favorably impressed with not necessarily him, but what he did, and the fact that Ron Paul has signed on to what he said and said we should have more of this, not less of it, because Ron Paul, as far as I'm concerned, is the man who has the mind and the best interests of our country in terms of leadership, and I'm completely in agreement with him most of the time, and this is one example of that. I think this guy, although we are concerned, I think, collectively and maybe individually about why he did it, what's in it for him, that doesn't change the fact that this information is important for us to have. And even if you're a New Yorker like Roberta and you think anything to protect our country, that doesn't work with me. But that's just me. All right. So, Richie, turn it around. What about you?
You know, I watched his whole video interview, the 12-minute video interview, and I was impressed.
Yeah. Impressed with what?
I was impressed with why he said he was doing it, and how he presented his case.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And I am, you know, not a fan of Bradley Manning with the WikiLeaks thing and all of the, you know, when you're sitting there faxing out thousands and thousands of papers from the Pentagon, you know, that can get a little iffy. Mm-hmm. But this guy and what he is leaking, I'm not a fan of the government listening in on all of our phone calls or at least watching all of our
phone
calls
without cause.
Yeah. And so I would have to go hero.
Yep.
All right, Kenny, anything else?
I just hate that he had to go away to do this. I mean, mean, I, you know,
I had an interesting interview from what is it called, whistleblower.com lawyers, and just talking about how Congress has really dragged their feet on giving these kinds of people an avenue to be able to go to the proper authorities and blow the whistle, so it forces people to do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Congress passed a Whistleblower Act in 2008, and then it's just pretty much been stuck there, never got to the to the Senate.
Right. All right. So, did we get the results on Facebook, Kenny?
Let's see. Benjamin says, "I believe he did the right thing. Why would he be a traitor? He was only doing what no one in America would do. He stood up and believed that the U.S. government was violating Fourth Amendment of the Constitution."
Yep.
I'm down with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's poll, would you go so far as to have a patch stitched onto your tongue to help you lose weight? 41% said no, that's horrible.
I think it's a great idea.
23% said why not?
It's great.
Almost everything else. 19% said maybe depending on what it cost. 18% said maybe after I hear I would work for some other people. It was a story at
BenStephan.com
about this cosmetic surgeon who's come up with a new way to help you lose weight. That's a tongue patch. If you'd like to get the details behind that story, check it out at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we will have our television report for today. Meanwhile, I want you to think about your health and well-being. How do you keep your heart healthy? How do you keep your cholesterol in check? How do you know what the numbers in your triglyceride column are? And are you concerned at all, depending on your family history? Maybe, you ought to be concerned. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I have been talking on the air for the last year and a half about a product called Cardiol. Cardiol works well for cholesterol and triglycerides. If you have plaque or evidence of heart disease, perhaps you should be using a statin and a high-absorbing CoQ10. The folks at Solana Health, which import Cardiol, have found a CoQ10 that is the best on the market by far. It's called CoQSol, high-absorbing CoQ10. And you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, a free 30-day trial of CoQSol by dialing 888-809-6424. Why don't you do that right now while you're thinking about it? No strings attached. They're not going to ask you for your credit card other than to charge you for the shipping and handling of each of these two products, CoQSol and Cardiol. But there's no auto billing, which is what happens a lot of times when you go to these companies and get something they put you on, then you have to physically cancel it to get yourself off. Not so with the folks at Solana Health. So try a free 30-day trial of Cardiol and a free 30-day trial of CoQSol by dialing 888-809-6424 or going to cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/DOUG, and ask for the 30-day trial of Cardiol, 30-day trial of CoQSol, 888-809-6424.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag.
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill. I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, Gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thirteen before the hour, Doug's Good Day program. The future of Katie Couric at ABC is in question, Jen.
Yes, sir, it is. I was going to start with your award winners, but we'll start with Katie Couric. I just had to scroll down a little bit.
But I don't think anybody cares, honestly.
Do
you think people care?
Yeah, I do, actually. But really? We'll get to it. Katie Couric's syndicated talk show may not last much longer. She's lost a few staff members. Sources also tell the New York Post that the program may not be renewed for a third season. Things have been very stressful since the departure of Jeff Zucker from the show. Insiders say that since Zucker left to head to CNN, Katie has become a show. That's an S-word show. Jeff's departure left a void, according to the source, and Katie was left vulnerable. There wasn't a figure who could keep control. These shows are really interesting. Now, remember in the days when Phil Donahue used to stay on? He was on the air for 25 years, and Oprah was on for a long time. Yeah. Now it seems like it's a revolving door of these talk
show
hosts.
Too many of them, and there's not enough audience. And
nothing's really sticking, except for Dr. Oz and Wendy Williams. Those seem to be the really successful shows.
I think Steve Harvey has created
Steve Harvey's
something.
Done a great job, you're right.
Is a good program.
How that Dr. Oz stays on the air, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't get his...
That guy's so annoying to listen
to. But you know what? He talks about what people want to talk about, and that's living a healthier life. And he always has very usable tips.
It's always a pitch. He's always selling some.
He is selling. He does have a lot of products out there. Well,
he and Bob Vila account for about 50% of my email I get every day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the rumor is that Katie Couric will eventually, if her show gets canceled, go join Jeff Zucker over at CNN, which would make sense for her and probably be a really good move.
Yeah, that would be a good move.
Now, even though Doug says that you don't care, the Critics' Choice Awards were last night, and there were some winners, which I think we can acknowledge.
Good thing, yeah.
Yes. Best talk show was The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Best supporting actress in a comedy was Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory and Eden Scheer from The Middle. They had a tie. Best supporting actor in a comedy series was Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory. Best reality series was Duck Dynasty. Best comedy series was The Big Bang Theory. Best reality series was The Voice. About what?
Duck Dynasty?
It's the number one rated show on cable.
Good Lord.
Isn't that crazy? I know. People love that show. Other winners, let's see. Icon Award went to Bob Newhart, which I think we're going to talk about later today, Dougie, right? Uh-huh. Best actor in a movie or miniseries, Michael Douglas in Behind the Candelabra. Best actress in a comedy series was Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep. Best actor in a comedy series was Louis C.K. The best actress in a drama was Tatiana Maslany in Orphan Black on BBC. And best actor in a drama series was Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad on AMC.
Everybody's talking about him.
Everybody is talking about him. You're right. And speaking, actually, of Breaking Bad, they also received three nominations because yesterday the 2013 Television Critics Association Awards were announced. So Breaking Bad getting more critical acclaim. And also The Americans received three nominations. That's FX's show.
Who's the new producer at American Idol? That's what I want to know.
You really? Are you on the seat, on the edge of your seat?
I'm falling off.
The guy's name is Per Blankens. Is that a good name?
Blankens.
Per Blankens. Per Blankens. Yes. He was the producer of Swedish Idol, if that makes any sense. He's a Swede. And he's going to be replacing... What was that?
Per Blankens.
Per Blankens. He'll be replacing Nigel Lithgow, who got the boot earlier this week.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Richie's not up on the times. 51 after on Good Day.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
About 53 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thought your smartphone would only cost you money and not make you money? Our own Mike Hayes caught up with WebEx founder and CEO Subra Iyer of Moxtra for a different perspective on startups in America. The news is now here on Good Day.
Let's jump right into startups in America. I'm Mike Hayes, and this is Crowdfunding Success Stories. You know, it isn't every day that small business owners get to tap into the future through the mind of someone who has sold a company for $3.2 billion, that's billion with a B dollars. Subra Iyer was the founder and CEO of WebEx before selling it to Cisco. And so he knows the needs of both large and small business owners very well. When I had the chance to speak with him about his new mobile venture called Moxtra.com, M-O-X-T-R-A.com, I could see it was a great rich media tool for crowdfunders, right, Subra?
How do you quickly and easily provide this kind of environment for the interaction between, let's say, investors, potential investors, and entrepreneurs looking for those funds in a very cost-effective manner, right? And also, it lets, from an investor perspective, if I'm responding to a few people, I'm assembling my story all within a Moxtra binder, right? It is now available for other potential investors to look at, so there's no duplication of effort that is there. So in the context of crowdfunding, that's how I say that entrepreneurs get to tell their story in an evolving real-time manner.
Super, all of the crowdfunding campaigners that I talk to tell me that after they start the campaign, getting feedback and responding is a dynamic process. And that seems to be one of the highlights that they can do very well with Moxtra, right?
Exactly. I mean, on the fly. I mean, because think about it as a shared binder, and that shared binder is in control of the owners, and the owner of the shared binders can continuously change material in the shared binder, right? They can update material in the shared binder. So let's say, for example, I'm looking for $1 million of that type, and now already $500,000 has been spoken for. I can update that as an example. And this shows interest immediately from other people that, oh, wait, and it can create some urgency. I mean, that's just one example. And can be shared with anyone with any smartphone, whether it's iOS, Android, and of course from their browser or their desktop. So yes, you can control it, you know, as I said, with your thumb holding the thumbnail, and as a result, with your dashboard, and have the consumption from anybody, anywhere in real time. And by the way, if somebody asks a very specific question, you can respond to them with a Moxtra Meet and connect to them. And or in a non-real-time mode, let's say they weren't available, send them a quick Moxtra note around the content with annotations, etc., so that it's available to them as a small video clip. And instead of, it's just all the real-time nature of dealing with 100-plus, multiplexing 100-plus, conversations with rich media content support.
Super, people who have raised a lot of money tell me that it's a lot of work. Now that we're in the mobile media revolution with digital marketing fusion, are you going to be able to save them a lot of time and energy with Moxtra?
I think the mobile revolution is just beginning. I think, smartphones are getting pervasive, as we all know, right? Now, the devices are highly underutilized, in my opinion, for what their potential is in the realm of communication and collaboration. What is today seen by people, what used to be primarily a voice device has become a voice plus text plus device. Over the next few years, you're going to see that change dramatically in terms of those conversations that occur and driven by the mobile device are much more richer in terms of context, with the device having been much more intelligent about knowing who you're talking to, in what context you're talking to, and supporting those interactions, right? And it becomes much more of an intelligent assistant as against just sort of a simple, dumb communication device, right? And we see that happening on a daily basis. As it gets more and more intelligent, it becomes a dashboard for an individual in completely managing the chaos in their lives. Just like you said, crowdfunding is great, but it is complex. Well, it shouldn't be. And what needs to be is that, again, using the mobile handset that I have, that I carry with me, whether it's an iPad or a phone or an Android device, right now and others in the future, right, I should be able to manage all of the chaos and be in the on top of it and sort of master the chaos.
If you have any questions about crowdfunding, you can email me, dreambigamerica@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining me.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.